Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. A simple blood test can reveal whether someone carries a genetic mutation for breast, colon, and possibly even lung cancer. Years of research has allowed scientists to identify the mutations responsible for certain types of tumor development.
Scientists recently discovered the genetic mutation behind mesothelioma, an aggressive cancer of the lining of the chest and abdomen. About 3,000 people die from it every year, nearly half within a year of being diagnosed.
Asbestos causes most mesothelioma cases. Between 1940 and 1978, about 11 million people were exposed to the fibrous mineral, but symptoms typically don't show up for 2 to 5 decades.
The new study focused on 2 American families with a high incidence of mesothelioma and other cancers. Every family member who developed mesothelioma or melanoma of the eye had mutations in a gene called BAP1. In another 26 mesothelioma patients with no family history of cancer, a quarter of them also had BAP1 mutations.
Some of these same patients developed other cancers such as breast, ovarian, pancreatic, or renal cancers, suggesting BAP1 mutations contribute to other cancers. Since the gene is responsible for repairing DNA damage and suppressing tumor activity, a mutation of BAP1 would predispose someone to cancer.
While some genetic mutations are inherited, the vast majority are random. But for cancer to actually develop, there needs to be an accumulation of mutations in different genes which cause cells to grow out of control and spread.
As more tests become available, the ability to test for genetic mutations allows someone to avoid risky behavior. They could stay away from carcinogens such as asbestos, arionite, another fibrous mineral, UV light, cigarette smoke, and other mechanisms that may damage DNA.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.